Hello, the last speaker. So today I'm going to present some part of my PhD project, and it was basically the effect of the nitrogen, different rates of nitrogen on peach post-harvest quality, and this part is just some seasonal and varietal difference that I found between the two Florida peach varieties. So some background information about the Florida peach. Florida peaches come into the U.S. are the first U.S. peaches in the market. They come after the Chilean season and before the California season. And this is because Florida peaches are low chill cultivars, so they require less chilling units to break dormancy. And the Florida peach acreage has been increasing in from 2007 to 2011, and currently we have an estimate of about 1,500 acres of peaches in Florida. So some background information on nitrogen in peaches. It's been reported that higher nitrogen rates increase the fruit developmental period, which allows the fruit to increase in size. Therefore, we have higher yield. Also, some nitrogen effects on the peach fruit quality. It was reported that peach fruit with higher amounts of nitrogen had lower A value. This means that the fruit is greener than the fruit with lower nitrogen. And no effect on firmness was reported, and there are different responses regarding their fruit composition. And in terms of the volatile compounds, it's been reported that peach trees that have been treated with higher amounts of nitrogen have lower amounts of lactones, which are the characteristic compounds of peach fruit. So the objective of my research is to determine the effect of different nitrogen fertilization rates on flavor of melting and non-melting flesh peaches. So this is my plot in Citra, Florida. Here, each row represents each of the treatments. I have zero, which is non-nitrogen since the establishment of the orchard, and then N1, 44 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, and then N2, it's 89, and this is it's been used as a control because this is what IFAS recommends to the growers, and N3 with 179, and N4 with 269. In this project, we used two different varieties, UF Sharp and Tropic Beauty. UF Sharp is a non-melting flesh peach, which it lacks the endopolluct to galactanurase, which it doesn't allow the flesh of the peach to soften when it's ripe. And they're also different because UF Sharp is a medium chill variety and Tropic Beauty is a low chill variety. So what we did is we harvested the fruit when it, at tree ripe stage, and then we stored the fruit at zero for 7 days, and we let it ripe for 3 days at 20°C, and then we collect the volatiles using a porch and trap system, and then we also we send this sample that we send to the sensory laboratory for consumers to taste. So we analyzed 35 volatiles, and here we divided into like aldehydes, ester, lactones, alcohol, terpenes, and others. So here are some results. We didn't see results between the nitrogen treatments, and it wasn't, and we didn't see any trends on like in the treatments. So on the x-axis, you can see the nitrogen treatment and the variety. So as you can see here, you have sharp, and then you also have the year on the right, on the left side, you have the year, the season, 2015 and 2016. So in here, what you can see is how the UF sharp has a higher amount of lactones compared to Tropic Beauty. And it has more of the gamma-decalactone, which is the characteristic aroma compound of peaches. The aldehydes, these are the compounds that are related with that greenish type of aroma. In here, you can see how only difference in the season and also in the variety. we have lower amount of this aldehyde, this trans-2-hexanal in 2015, and a higher amount in 2016 in UF sharp, and this maybe could be due to like the reducing lactone, since they have the same precursor, the fatty acids as the precursor. And then on esters, there is also a difference in the varieties and in the season. UF sharp always having a higher amount of this compound compared to Tropic Beauty, and they are higher in the 2016 than on the 2015. And here are some more data, some more graphs on the alcohols that we measure. And here is also Tropic Beauty having higher amounts compared to Tropic Beauty. UF sharp having higher amounts compared to Tropic Beauty, and it's higher in 2016. These are some the terpenes. Here we see the same trend, no significantly difference on the nitrogen treatment, but significantly difference on the variety. And this is for others. We're seeing the same thing. Only the dodecane, it's higher in Tropic Beauty than in UF sharp in 2015. And this is here. So I try to compare my volatile data with the results that we have from the sensory evaluation. And in here, there are some difference in the consumer evaluations, but mainly, as you see, the treatments here, we have the nitrogen treatments. Let's use this. The nitrogen treatments here, the ones that were less liked by the panelists have less amount of lactones, and this is in Tropic Beauty 2015. And the same thing for the over-liking. Here we have the treatments that were less liked by the panelists have lower amount of lactones. When we did sweetness to hexanals, we see that the treatments that had a higher amount of hexanals were less liked by the panelists in Tropic Beauty 2015. So the same trend was in Tropic Beauty 2016. And then the sourness in UF sharp, as you can see, this one was less liked by the panelists compared to the other ones that had lower amount of hexanals. And these are the compounds that have the green type of aroma. The overall peach flavor, when we relate it to lactones for the UF sharp 2015, we see that the higher the amount of lactones, the more that was liked by the panelists. So we didn't see any consistency on the data that for the nitrogen treatments. And as you can see, there is a marked seasonal difference in between the 2015 and 2016 data. And this has been reported also, that difference of volatile compounds within seasons. And then also UF sharp overall had higher volatile production compared to Tropic Beauty. And we can also conclude that UF sharp fruit from the highest nitrogen rate had lower overall peach flavor intensity. But this is only was shown in 2015. Thank you. If you have questions? I don't know exactly for sure, but I believe there is a publication that they measure that it is more on the flesh, because they measure the production of volatile compounds in the fruit, in like several parts of the fruit. But I believe it triggers more. This is in the flesh of the peach. So, but I don't know in detail about it. Yes. No.
Did you guys prune during the growing season to account for the nitrogen, or did you just let all the what diseases it leads to.
Yeah, so you have these really extensive nitrogen applications, not just a vision, you have a lot of excess growth, so you have shading.
Yes, this is another reason that we think maybe that's why we didn't have any nitrogen effect, because we prune them at the same, like, we prune them equally. So, the ones that have the N4, when we prune it, we try to, like, prune it the same as the N0. So, to make it equal to the N0. And we just had a lot of, branches take off.